Hello, everyone, and welcome. So recently on the forum, on our TMS forum, there has been a great deal of interest and excitement about the idea of IFS, which is a form of parts therapy. It's really, if you hear parts therapy on our forum, what we're really speaking about is IFS currently. And I thought that it might be helpful to make things concrete to listen to an example of this. So first I should give a little bit of background. I was on a phone call recently with a TMS therapist, and I talked a little bit about IFS, and they were surprised that I actually knew about IFS, because generally, historically, IFS is something that's done between a therapist and their client. But recently, there's been a change, or something that I find to be quite exciting. There's a psychologist by the name of Jay Early, and he has written a book called Self-Therapy. And in that book, what he does is he says, hey, you should be able to do IFS with yourself. Not everybody can afford a therapist for whatever reason. So people should be able to do self-therapy, as in the name of his book. Likewise, sometimes it really can be helpful to have another person there. And so sometimes it might be helpful to have another person to facilitate. So today, what we're recording is Enjoy, whom you know from our forum and from the drop-in chat from the Tuesday night group. And she's going to be doing a, she's going to be working with Karen. Karen, who also runs a Thursday night group. And when we post this on the forum, we will have the details of the Thursday night group so that you can find out more and check it out. It's actually a great way to learn more about IFS. In fact, Herbie from our forum tried it out and loved it, and perhaps he will comment below. With that out of the way, is there anything else you folks want me to mention, or shall we just dive on in?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Sounds good. IFS stands for Internal Family Systems. I thought maybe we should mention that.
Excellent. Take it away.
So, usually sessions begin with some kind of quieting of our bodies and minds. So maybe we can just kind of take a couple breaths, letting out all the tension and all of the any concerns that have been coming up. And noticing if there's any place in your body that feels a sensation that you're kind of noticing. Are there any tightnesses? Is there any kind of sensation that is more unusual than not? And you might just let those sensations kind of be there for a moment, and we'll turn to our emotions. Notice if there's any emotions coming up around those sensations or around anything that's been happening recently. Any sadness or fear, anxiety. And when we first start sessions, we can maybe just let any emotions be there and let any body sensations be there and just rest for a moment. And just sink into a centered place. And this sensation is what we call self in IFS work. It's the center of our being, and it's something we want to have available while we're working with parts. So maybe now notice if there are any parts coming up. Anything that seems to be of a concern or some part of you that wants to be worked with today.
There is, Karen. Yeah, thank you. That was very helpful.
Okay.
I guess what's happening for me is that I've been doing this. I've been doing quite a lot of stuff on the TMS Wiki and on the forum, and I've got a tendency to sort of go faster and faster and faster until I get quite anxious.
Okay.
And I can feel myself gearing up into that mode. I'm having a great time. I'm doing what I want, but it's starting to move fast for me, and there's, guess what it is a part of me that is feeling anxious and thinking, you better slow down, you know, knock it off, that kind of thing. I guess it's, yeah.
So it sounds to me almost like there might be two parts involved. There might be a part of you that really likes going faster. You know, this is something I want to do. I really want to get going on it. And then there might be another part that's kind of saying, wait a minute, slow down a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, well, the first part, yeah, I would say that's exactly right. The first part is doing it for I don't know who, but me, you know, it's saying, oh, this is fun, really having a good time. Yeah, the other part, I think, is protecting an exile, some part of me that's saying, come on, you'll get anxious, you won't be able to sleep, you better be sensible. So, yeah, two parts, definitely.
So I'm wondering now, sometimes when we're at the beginning of a session, we kind of have to figure out, so which part feels more like it's some part you want to work with today, which part maybe needs some attention?
Definitely the part that's worried about anxiety.
Okay. And so do you have a place in your body that this part comes up? Any sensations?
Well, it came up first when you were doing the deep breathing and talking about where in your body, and it was kind of a tingling sensation all over my upper body and especially in my arms and my hands for some reason.
Okay. And how, if you think about it, how are you feeling towards this tingling part?
Well, yeah, I'm not entirely, I've got this part that's saying, oh, come on, I'm having a good time, don't spoil it.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So I wonder if the part that's kind of saying, come on, would be willing to step back just give us a little bit of space to explore this other part. We're not necessarily saying that part's wrong and the other part's right. We're just saying that maybe we could get to know this part a little bit. Would that be okay with that part?
Yeah, the part that's concerned is willing to stand back. It'll just watch, but maybe it would like to talk about this some other time. Still has concerns, you know, but yeah, it's willing to stand back and watch and listen to us getting to know the anxious part.
Okay. And so then maybe we could get to know that part a little bit more. Is there any other, how are you feeling towards the anxious part now?
Good. Yeah, okay. I feel.
Well, let's see if we can hone in on that part. So there might be more body sensations or maybe colors or emotions that come up with that part, or maybe you even have a picture of what that part might look like.
Well, it feels kind of shaky.
Okay.
It's come up, this part has come up a lot of times in my life. It's kind of a scary part to me because I don't really know how to stop it. I don't know how to control it. I don't know if I should control it or should just listen to it. But, you know, if I listen, I feel like if I listen to this part all the time, I'd never have any fun. I think that's another concerned part. I'll just see if it'll go over stand with the other one. Okay, back into self here, yeah. I love that whole concept of realizing if you're compassionate and curious and caring towards all these problem parts that you're in self. That's really handy for me. Okay.
Right.
That's interesting because. Boy, we should have a group meeting here.
So another part came up, right? And that part is concerned that if you get into this anxiety, it's going to kind of run your life. Is that what the concern is?
Yeah, and well, it's a part that says, well, you're always anxious, so you know, just shut up about that and go ahead. I mean, it's something, you know, if you get too anxious, well, we'll deal with that later on, but don't think about it now because this is fun. You know, I want to do this. I want to do this. Oh. I want to be busy.
So that part's concerned that you won't be able to have the fun if the anxious part is kind of taking over.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's willing to step back.
Okay.
I think it wants to go first.
Okay. So we can maybe listen to that part a little bit and see what tell us a little more about those concerns.
Well, it's just like, I mean, for goodness sake, you know, life is short and the world is big and wide and beautiful and interesting and sometimes horrible, but always interesting. And I just don't like this anxious part. It annoys me. I have a lot of anxiety, and I've had a lot of anxiety since I was a little kid. And it's always interfering.
Okay, and so this part sounds kind of a little frustrated, maybe?
It is. It is frustrated.
Yeah.
A little bit angry, actually.
Yeah, so I can understand that. Can you kind of understand why this part might get kind of angry?
Absolutely. I understand it. I understand. I think I understand both of their concerns.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Oh, this is me. Is this what you call a polarization?
Yeah, kind of a polarization, right? You got one part that wants to go one way and one part that wants to go the other way.
Actually, that's neat. Okay, cool. Well.
And so, does this part understand that perhaps the anxiety could be lessened? And so, I know it's saying it's been there a long time, but if we could lessen the anxiety, maybe this part wouldn't kind of get so burdened and wouldn't get pulled back by the other part. Does it understand that?
Oh, yeah. Well, now that you say it, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, okay, so it's willing to do that. It's willing,
okay.
It's willing to stand back and let you work with the anxiety. Good.
Okay. So back to the anxiety, and how are we feeling about that toward the anxiety now, the anxious part?
I'm interested. I'm curious. Yeah.
Okay. And so is there a way to tell how old this anxious part might be?
Yeah, it's just very little.
Okay. Like 2, something like that.
2 years old, yeah. That would be a good guess, yeah.
Yeah, so it's anxious. And I'm wondering if there's anything that this part remembers, like maybe when it first got anxious or something that made it anxious.
Oh, yeah. Well, it remembers that you couldn't do anything when you're 2 without somebody telling you not to. You're always doing it wrong. Don't touch that. You know, go there. Be careful. Don't run. You'll fall down. Oh, I told you don't run. You fell down. You know, it's great.
Oh, that sounds very anxiety promoting, huh?
It is. It was.
Yeah. And so then how did that part feel when people said those things?
Well, it was a little, I mean, it was angry. It's, you know, like it was like, shut up. But, you know, you can't say that when you're 2. You get into big trouble.
Uh-huh.
So, and it was also felt bad about making people upset, you know. And it also felt like, oh, man, you know, can't you just leave me alone? Let me do what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of feelings that are coming up. And where do you feel those feelings? Where is that part feeling those feelings?
For some reason, it's mostly in my head and face, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so does this part, can this part think of anything it might want from you? anything that any way that you could help it?
Well, now that you mention it, yeah, it's heard that you can go in and just stop it, tell it to stop, tell whoever, telling that part to behave itself and not have any fun. You can just tell it to quit that, knock it off.
So, like, back that into that hello. Situation.
Sorry, I missed it. What did you say?
So, like, back in the situation when you were little, like that kind of situation?
I'd like that. It would like that.
Okay. And so, does it want you back in that situation, or does it want to come out of the situation?
Back in.
Okay. And so maybe we could try that, and you could be an advocate for this little part.
Me? Well, that's a little anxiety-provoking.
Okay. So I wonder what this part would want somebody to say. Let's just ask it that. What would you want somebody to say?
It's a good way of putting it. I would like them to say, hey, you know, don't be at the kid all the time. You're going to make it anxious. Like, I mean, you know, take care of the environment, for Pete's sake. Don't always be yelling at the kid.
Wow, yeah. And how does this little part feel when it hears you say that?
Likes that. Like, yeah. I got a picture of a park, you know, a big park, and so, you know, whoever was looking after the kid could just let that kid run, and okay, it falls down, but, you know, it's on grass, and, like, put overalls instead of shorts. I mean, you know, think it through. Jeez.
So, can you put some overalls on this part and let it go just like it wants?
Absolutely. Whoa. Yeah, just running through the bang on your face. But that's okay. Nothing's hurt. Get up. Run some more. And it's nice to know that there are big people there that, you know, if you get too close to the road or something, they'll come and make sure you don't do anything, you know, really dangerous. That's good. That's good. I like that. It's good. Yeah, I like that.
So how's that part feeling now?
It feels great. But wants to know that the big people get it and that they should make sure that this little kid has more freedom and not always being criticized.
Yeah, and so are you getting the feeling that you can assure this part that at least you get it, right? You get it.
Okay, so real self can take that over. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll talk to the little guy, and funny because it's a boy. Isn't that funny?
That's cool.
I mean, it's sort of a girl. It's kind of a amalgam. It's not one or the other, really. It's too young. Okay. I'll assure the little kid that that's interesting. I'll assure it that I will help it to deflect those memories of being criticized and stopped from doing things. And I will help it. I will help that part.
Keep it safe now in your life, right? You can keep that part safe now.
Yeah, exactly. I can. But somehow it's the memories, too, you know? Like, it's like they just pop up, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because when I'm on to do something fun, I'll have a, it isn't even conscious, I don't mean, it's not conscious in the sense that it comes right into my mind, but I'm aware that somebody somewhere would object to that. And
right.
Because I listened when I was two, it stops me and it makes me feel, you know, it makes me feel upset and it makes me feel anxious. I'm not anxious about the situation. I'm anxious about people telling me I shouldn't be doing that because I don't mind it. I mean, like they can tell me that's their business, but I don't want to really worry about it. Do you know what I mean? I can listen. Maybe they've got a good point, but I don't want to stop me. I don't want to do to myself what the big people did to my little kid.
Right.
Yeah. Cool.
So I wonder, sometimes we do unburdenings of feelings that you've kind of been carrying around for a long time that you don't need anymore, that are kind of like burdens now.
This little kid is going to dig a hole with, oh, it's a girl now. Okay. With her shovel, and she's going to put all this stuff. It's a wet sandbox, and she's going to put all out this stuff, this anxiety and criticism and all that stuff. She's just going to stick that in that hole, and she's going to jump up and down on it and put some sand and jump up and down. So it's packed right in. Yeah, she's enjoying that. And if anything pops out, she'll just stomp it down again. So there.
Good idea. She's very creative, I think.
Well, she's got a shovel.
So all the anxiety and all the fears that other people have put onto her, she can just put in that hole.
Yep. Big yawn.
Yeah.
That's always a good sign that I'm I'm relaxing. Big yawn.
Yeah. So how is the anxiety all now in the hole and done with, or is there more there?
Well, there might be more, but I think this will do for now because she knows what to do with it now. She'll just dig another hole and pack it in.
And so sometimes after we've gotten rid of a burden, sometimes we then ask what might take the place of that. So now she doesn't have to be anxious or worried anymore. What makes you like instead?
Yeah, she's just... I mean, without the anxiety, she's just two again. She's free to feel the air on her skin while she runs. And apparently, I used to be one of those kids takes her clothes off, takes off. I won't do that in public. You're all safe. But yeah, internally, just have fun and feel free. And of course, remember to be, careful, but not too careful.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. And does she want anything from you, like tonight or this week or anything? Is there something she'd like from you?
She'll let me know.
Okay. Any activities that she might like? That might be something that you could listen for.
Oh, she's still in the park, and she's still running around having fun, and so she doesn't need anything now, but if she does, she'll let me know.
Yeah, and you guys now have a relationship.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, she's glad I'm here. She didn't know about me.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah, she's glad I'm here because I'm going to be a big person to look after her, but I'm not going to be always yelling and criticizing.
Yeah, right. So now we might be good to go back to the other parts that we're concerned about, this anxious part, and see how they're doing.
Ooh, another big yawn. Actually, they're feeling a lot better. What were they worried about now? I can't remember.
They were worried that they wouldn't be able to go forward and have fun and do exciting things.
Well, yeah, no, they're not worried about that anymore.
Okay.
Cool.
And are they going to accept this little girl? Do they see her? Do they have any interaction with her?
I don't know. They've been sort of watching her for a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
Long time ago, and I don't know if they're worrying about her a little bit. I don't think there's any of that left.
Okay.
But if there is, that's okay. We can deal with it.
Yeah. Well, so how are you feeling in your body? I know there was tingling in your arms and things like that. How's your body feeling?
Feeling good.
Cool.
Feeling good. That was good.
Very nice. Well,
thank you.
So, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, and thank all your parts, the little girl and the concerned parts that were coming up.
Yeah.
They are all trying to help you out.
Boy, I'm just yawning and yawning.
Yeah, I know that. That's when I know, too. Oh, I've done something that, is very helpful to my body because it goes pretty deep, doesn't it?
Yeah. So are we done? Can I make a comment on something I wanted to say about what just happened?
Sure.
Are we done? Okay, I feel like I'm done anyway.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that that I hope this is a good example of what happens when you've learned a little bit about IFS, whether through a therapist or on the Thursday night call or by reading the books and doing it with yourself, is that you learn to interact between all these parts, and you get so people, the parts, they're not really people, but the parts trust you and they trust the therapist if you're working with the therapist, and everybody feels much more, what's the word? They feel like they understand the process. And
right.
I have had very many sessions. I've had a few with you, and I've done quite a bit of work myself. But I think there's some learning involved. But I hope it didn't sound complicated to people, because it's actually quite easy. I keep saying that, I don't know if people... because it's a funny thing to say. Nuclear physics is quite easy. Well, no, it's not. you think, no, it's not. But anyway.
Along the way, I actually took some notes.
Yeah.
And maybe I could tell you about some of the steps that I identified during the call, and then you guys could maybe comment on those.
Dude, okay.
So the first thing I noticed is that you started off with relaxation. And to kind of get you into self, where self maybe is your best self, unburdened by, these hurt or damaged parts of yourself. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
when I'm working on my own, I really like to start there, because then you have a starting place and the part's not going to take over and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Because you always want to feel in control. That makes sense. Yeah. And then you identified a part that you wanted to work on. I guess that's fairly straightforward. And then you had Enjoy feel it in her body. And I think you also had her describe it visually, etc. Did you want to comment on those parts of the process?
Well, different people kind of have different cues. So some people are more body-centered, and so then it's like they describe, you know, more of a kinesthetic feeling, and some people are more visual, and some people actually hear voices, so it kind of depends. So that's why I tried to leave it kind of open-ended.
Yeah, that's good, because I imagine I'm not very sensory. Like, I don't think I would get very strong visual senses from that. Or what do you do when someone's like, I just don't get anything? Does that ever happen? Like, how do you deal with that? Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, then you can actually deal with it. So it's like kind of a blank slate, or is it more of a, you know, a cloud? I mean, people will kind of come up with something. It's kind of like dreaming or imagining, you know. There will be some kind of wording that you can come up with, I think, eventually.
Gotcha. To identify it.
And it's like anything else. You get better at it as you do times. And plus, you know, whatever your modality is, it might not be kinesthetic or it might not be visual, but there's something there that, that works for you. So you'll find it as you go along. I just wanted to comment that I thought it took us a little while to identify the part to work on, because we could easily have had some really vocal concern parts that would have had to have been, well, I guess we did kind of. So to me, that's a really exciting and interesting part of the whole process to go in there and kind of sort people out. But the thing is that, you know, I keep saying to my, you know, I just keep seeing it as it's just like if you were in a room full of people who have different opinions about a particular topic.
Right.
And all you're doing is airing the opinions and finding common ground and you know, giving each other, you know, permissions and room to move around and that kind of stuff, so that you come to some kind of unity. And that's all you're doing. You're just doing the same thing internally. And that's what's been so valuable about internal family systems for me, is that before I started this work, and I've been doing TMS work for many, many, many years, but before I started internal family systems, I could not think clearly. I had to write everything down. Before computers, I wrote it in a journal. After I had a computer, I would, type it and save the file. And that's the only way I could keep the parts from just climbing all over each other and all hollering at once. They were a very disorganized gang. They were.
Right. Right.
There are fewer of them that are upset, you know. There are fewer of them that are upset. I mean, some of the ones that had strong opinions are calmed down, and some of them seem to have gone. You know, they just took off. They're just floating around in the cosmos having fun or something. I don't know what. So for me, it's been just huge. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. By the way, Herbie's on the phone. Herbie, I don't know if you're still there, but I'm about to unmute you in case you had any questions you want to add in. Karen, are you comfortable? We're kind of going into a mini discussion thing. It felt right, so I figured we could give it a try. Shall we do this for a little bit? Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, good. Sorry to catch you off guard like that. Okay, and then it sounds like the next step is you asked some of the parts to stand back, and you kind of repeated that process for all of the parts that you could identify. Is that
right? What
did
happens,
I get that right, or was that what you all?
Yeah. What happens is the theory of IFS is that we have some parts called protectors, and their job is to kind of keep us away from things that are going to get us too upset. So when we're really young, we develop a system of doing that. So let's say if Andrea's mother always nagged her about a certain thing, then a part would be developed that would say, uh-oh, that thing is coming up, I better keep her away from that or else she's going to get in trouble. And so now those concerned parts won't let us get in sometimes because they've done their job so well, you know, that now they want to keep us away from all of those hurt places. So we have to get them to know that now that that part isn't necessarily going to hurt anymore, we're going to try to help it. And so we kind of have to convince those parts that they don't have to do their job quite so well right this minute, that we are gonna help them. And so that's one of the things that we need to do.
Yep.
I see. I think I've heard the word exile before. For the specific parts that came up during this call, can you identify specific parts which were exiles versus protectors? Would that is that a clear distinction
that.
On this call?
The anxiety was the protector. It was protecting the exile. The exile was the little kid who wanted to run free. The little kid was really capable of anxiety. That was something that I think came in a little bit later. Yeah, became anxious gradually, you know, over time. So this is, I think, one of those exiles that kind of grew up over a length of time, started as a two-year-old, but got older and learned to be anxious to stop itself from starting up criticism from the adults. The anxiety was trying to stop me from doing what was going to cause trouble for the little kid.
Oh, that's right.
So the anxiety, see, Dr. Sarno said, and it's brilliant as far as I'm concerned, anxiety is TMS. Anxiety arises just like pain does sometimes to stop you from doing something that your subconscious is afraid of doing or doesn't want to hear about. Yeah.
So it's there to protect you.
It worked for me.
Yeah. And that was there was so much compassion in the call that I found very interesting. Is that, you know, the anxiety is there to protect you, and you developed a very compassionate and supportive and trusting relationship with your parts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the part of that though is that, and has been doing this for a long time. So I think, you know, that's something you practice too. You know, in the beginning, I think sometimes it's a little harder to get in touch with those, some of the parts anyway, and so you just kind of have to go back to the self-energy thing. Mm-hmm. But yes, she did that very well.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Those are all of my questions. Did anyone else have any final comments they wanted to offer or anything like that? You're welcome to chime in.
Yeah, I just like the way that, you know, she asked her, could she see a picture, and then she says, you know, do you feel it? And she's, in other words, like if somebody wants to do this therapy, a session like this, then you don't have to necessarily see it as long as you can feel it, you know, somewhere in your body. Then she can work with you, you know. And one of the things I noticed, she was just guiding Enjoy, you know, and Enjoy was actually the one that was doing most of the work, and she was just guiding her through it real easy. And it was real enjoyable. I heard the compassion, and I thought it was great. Very educational.
Karen was very perceptive, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, you're great.
Well, that was terrific.
So one of the things that I just want to mention is that we do have the Thursday night group. It starts at, right now it's starting at 8 o'clock Central Time, and it's on a phone. And I have a website called emotionalhealingcoach.org. And so I will post a phone number and everything on that website, emotionalhealingcoach.org. And so if people are interested in coming to that, to the meeting or having any other services, you can go to that site.
And Herbie, you had some experience calling into that, right?
Yes, was that it?
You there, Herbie?
Yes, I did.
There was a Thursday night thing, yeah.
Yes, it was great because I do a lot, I can see visuals and feelings, and I know how to do a lot of different therapies, But I still had this nagging part that I just couldn't. It wasn't even nagging. It was just a scary part. It was a part of fear, and I didn't know how to get to it. I couldn't get to it. I wanted to save it. I wanted to help it. Okay, this part, and it was a scared little boy, and that part got released and freed up, and he went from looking scared to just totally free of any fear. The fear went away. I could feel it just leave my body when it happened. So it was a great experience.
Yeah. So we can break up into groups and, you know, have several people working doing sessions on those nights. And we do also do a check-in just to kind of say, how are your parts doing this week? So we kind of encourage each other and model how successes that people have had over their weeks.
Also, you can have a chance, like sometimes you have a chance to just listen and you learn so much about the process. And another thing is that the book has a checklist. Actually, I think I've made a better checklist, so maybe I'll post that sometime. But anyway, Jay Early's book, Inner Therapy, has a checklist. And you can put that, you can do that in front of you. You can put it in front of you. Like it really is surprisingly effective, even if you're just learning. You don't need to be a professional therapist or a professional patient. You can just wing it, and it helps, and you learn as you go along.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And it's called self-therapy. Jay Early's book called Self-Therapy.
Oh, sorry, self-therapy.
Okay.
Sorry.
And we'll have a link to that in the post. And I just want to thank you all so much for joining. It was wonderful that we could put this together so quickly and, share these ideas. And I look forward to the discussion that comes out of it. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Forrest. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.